How would you describe what it's like going through anxiety and depression at the height of it?
It really ran my life and does. As far as depression, I haven't dealt with, had a lot of problems with depression in the last year, but anxiety is always a problem for me, and that can often mean anxiety attacks through the night that can go up to 6 hours. It can be a really painful experience, yeah. And you find yourself exhausted through the day as well.
Okay, if I could just get you to count to 10, just for volume.
One, two, three. My name's Raphael. I'm a volunteer at the Lost Dogs Home.
You volunteer for us as a dog walker. Our volunteers are incredibly valuable to this organisation in terms of not only socialising our animals, rehabilitating them, but also exercising them so that they can take confident steps into their new lives. What would you say has been the benefit to you?
I think the biggest thing is really having something to do and knowing that if there are issues, I mean, this program at the Lost Dogs Home is run by this fantastic guy who's really understanding of people, and so I always felt comfortable. Even if I couldn't turn up one time and I was in a really bad way, then there was no problems. And I'm one of those people that can't pass a dog on the street without saying hello. So I just love the chance of being able to play with them.
Has it been one particular dog though, or a volunteering experience that you've had here that stayed with you?
You know, these classes we were doing with Nicole, like trying to socialise the dogs and things, and they were great. I remember a lot of those, and it was just really nice seeing like dogs have come in really distressed and seen after a couple of these classes feeling safe around people. So those sort of things stood out. But every now and then, you know, there's a dog that's up for adoption and take it out and fall in love with it. You know, that happens to me a lot. Yeah. One beautiful big dog, I can't remember, it might have been a Great Dane or something, and I was walking him, and luckily out of the sight of people, but I got him too excited playing with him, you know, and he knocked me over and he wasn't letting me up for ages, so I was kind of hoping nobody would see. He wasn't very professional, but the dogs have a good time, yeah, and they love all the volunteers, yeah. The volunteers I've met, they've been very lovely, really nice people. When you're doing volunteer work, I mean, you're doing something all the time, you know, you're doing something with your life, and the more you do for yourself, the more that sort of more doors open. So yeah, it's a great way to get the ball rolling.
Well, Raph, it's been an absolute pleasure hearing about your story, but also getting you to speak volunteering for us.
Yeah, okay, I guess I did that, didn't I? It was really serious though. Yeah, it's the thing that brings me the most joy at the moment.
Thank you so much for joining us on Pets Aloud, and hope to have you on the show again.
Thank you, Oz. It was really nice to meet you.